兄姐妹们早上好。
Morning brothers and sisters。
在主里面我们可以有机会一起聚集。
We have this opportunity to gather in the Lord. It's truly by His grace.
特别是我们清早可以到主的面前来，我们来亲近主，把感谢来赞美来归给主。
Especially early in the morning, we can come before the Lord to draw near to Him and to give Him all the thanksgiving and praises.
那我们心里面实在充满着感谢。
Our hearts are filled with thanksgiving.
所以鼓励弟兄姐妹们，礼拜天的聚会不是十点四十开始。
So I encourage all the brothers and sisters that the gatherings on Sunday does not begin at 10:40.
是九点半开始。
It starts at 9:30.
如果可能的话，我们还可以更早一点来。
If possible, you can come even earlier.
要不然你就错过了最美的一堂信息。
Otherwise, you will miss the most beautiful message.
今天主给我一点负担。愿意一起跟弟兄姐妹来交通到侍奉神。
The Lord gave me some burden today to share with you about serving God.
也就是我们怎么样来服侍主。
And how to serve the Lord.
请我们一起读几处的圣经。
And together, let's read some scriptures.
出埃及记十九章第四节到第六节。
Exodus chapter 19, verse 4 to 6.
出埃及记第十九章第四节，我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。
Exodus 19 verse 4, You yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself.
如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。
Now then, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own possession among all the peoples, for all the earth is mine.
你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民，这些话你要告诉以色列人。
And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the sons of Israel.
我们知道这是以色列人出埃及以后，他们来到西乃的旷野的时候，那神借着摩西向他们说的话。
We know these are the words that the Lord gave to Moses to speak up to the Israelites who was brought out of Egypt to the mount, to the desert of Sinai.
第二处的圣经在路加福音第一章。
Second pastor in.
路加福音第一章
Gospel of Luke chapter 1
74到75节
verse
46, 74
and
75这是撒加利亚他说的话
This is the prophecy of Zacharias
叫我们既从仇敌手中被救出来就可以终身在他面前坦然无惧地用圣洁公义侍奉他
To grant us that we, being rescued from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days.
最后一处的圣经在启示录二十二章第三节。
And lastly, in Revelation chapter 22, verse 3.
这节圣经请我们一起来读。
And we can read this scripture together.
启示录二十二章第三节。
Revelation chapter 22, verse 3.
请我们同声来读。
Let us read together.
以后再没有咒诅，在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他。最后一句我们一起来念。
Let us read the last part again.
他的仆人都要侍奉他。请我们一起低头再有点祷告。
Let's bow our head in prayers.
主，我们何等感谢你的恩典，早晨再吸引我们来到你的面前。
Lord, how we thank you that by your grace you draw us before you again.
我们思想你的救恩，思想你在我们身上的爱。主啊，我们实在何等感谢你。
As we meditate upon your salvation and your love for us, how we thank you.
主，我们愿意来到你的面前，主，我们也来听你的声音。
Lord, we want to come before you to hear your voice.
我们感谢你，如鹰将向我们。像把我们背在你的翅膀上带来归你。
We thank you that you bore us on eagle's wings to bring us to you.
你要我们做祭司的国度，圣洁的国民。
You want us to be a kingdom of priests, a holy nation.
你把我们从仇敌的手中 拯救出来，让我们可以终身在神的面前用圣洁公义来侍奉你。
That you rescued us out of the hands of our enemies, so that we can serve you before you in holiness and righteousness.
不仅如此，哦主，在永世的里面，主啊，你要我们永永远远侍奉你。
Not only so, but in all eternity, you want us to serve you forever.
我们感谢你的恩典。
We thank you for such a grace.
我们求主早上再来对我们说话。
May you speak to us again this morning.
教导我们怎么样来服侍你。
Teach us how to pray.How to serve you.
主，我们把这段时间仰望在恩主的手中。
We give into your hands.
愿你与我们同在。
We give to your hands this following time.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
May you be with us in Jesus' name.
Amen. 像刚才弟兄领诗的时候说的
，As our brother shared with us during the hymn.
我们得救以后，我们都有一个愿意侍奉主的心。
After we're saved, we all have a heart to serve the Lord.
但是我们要怎么样侍奉呢
？But how can we serve Him?
我们愿意早晨。主在借着他的话来教导我们。
This morning may He teach us through His own words.
我们知道神爱我们，他拯救我们。
We know the Lord loved us and saved us.
那拯救我们以后呢，不是就说好，那你们都得救，将来一起到天堂就好了。
And it's not only that He saved us and said you can all go to heaven now.
神要我们来侍奉他。
But He has a purpose so that we can serve Him.
为什么要我们侍奉他呢
？Why does he want us to serve him？
因为在我们在侍奉的过程里面，让我们可以来学习，来被改变，来像他。
Because through service we can learn and to be changed, so that we can be like him.
像以色列人，他们原来在埃及给法老做奴隶的时候
，Just like the Israelites when they were slaves to Pharaoh in Egypt.
那他们就向神呼求
，They were crying out to God.
神也答应他们的呼求
，And God also answered their cries.
神差摩西来跟法老说：“容我的百姓去。”
God sent Moses to tell the Pharaoh, "Let my people go."
他下面还说：“去做什么呢？”
And he also told him what to do when they left.
他们要到旷野来侍奉我。
That we will go to the desert and serve our God.
这是神今天对我们第一个呼声。
That is his first calling to us.
就是容我的百姓去侍奉我。
Let my people go to serve me.
我们何等感谢主
！How we thank the Lord！
我们得救以后，我们不只是脱离了法老的辖制。
After we're saved, not only we have been freed from the bondage of Pharaoh，
我们还可以来在神的面前来侍奉他。
But、we can even come before the Lord to serve Him。
那像撒加利亚说的，叫我们既从仇敌的手中被救出来，就可以终身的在他面前坦然的无惧的用圣洁公义来侍奉他。
As Zacharias prophesied。That having been rescued from the hands of our enemies, we can come before Him and serve Him without fear.
像我们这样子一个原来罪人，原来是这样子污秽堕落的人，被神来拯救以后
，For us filthy sinners, after we're saved by the Lord,
神给我们这样一个尊贵的一个地位，让我们可以成为祭司来侍奉他。
He gave us such an honorable position that we can be priests to serve Him.
这是神何等的一个恩典
！What a grace that He has given us.
那在出埃及记那边圣经上并没有说在他的国度里面有祭司有的人是祭司有的人不是祭司
In Exodus God did not say in his kingdom some will be priests
有些人不是祭司
And he didn't say some will be priests some will not be priests
他说你们都要归我做祭司的国度为圣洁的国民
But he says all of you will be mineAnd you will be a kingdom of priests, a holy nation.
意思就是说我们每一个人都是祭司。
Meaning every one of us will be priest.
没有得救就不成为祭司的。
There is not one who after being saved did not become priest.
神的心意是要他每一个儿女都做祭司来侍奉他。
His heart desire is for every child of God to become priest and serve him.
那在撒加利亚书那边他说终身来侍奉他。
And Zechariah says to serve him all the days of our life.
哦这是一个何等美的一个呼召。
What a beautiful calling that is.
我们可以一生来侍奉他。
Our whole life can be used in service to him.
还不止这样在勇士的里面在启示录他说在以后呢再也没有咒诅了。
Not only so, in Revelations, it tells us there will be no longer any curse.
在城里面有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉。
And the throne of God and the end of the Lamb is in the city, and all His bond servants will serve Him.
所以说，他的仆人都要侍奉他。
All the servants will serve.
没有一个不侍奉。
Not one will not serve Him.
而且不只是终身侍奉而已。
not only to serve him all our days,
还要永永远远的侍奉他。
But through all eternity, we'll serve him.
这是神何等一个荣耀的一个呼召。
What a glorious calling this is.
而且是一个神何等美的一个心意。
And it's a beautiful heart and purpose from the Lord.
那我们今天早晨我们就一同来学习怎么样来认识侍奉这件事。
And perhaps this morning we can learn together to see how we can serve the Lord.
首先我们要来看侍奉神是一个在基督里面得着新生命以后一个自然的一个表现。
First we see that this service is a natural expression of the new life we received from Christ.
是一个生命自然的一个流露。
And it's a natural outflowing of life.
我想有一个最好的例子就是从保罗他得救的这个经历来看。
There's a best example from the salvation of Paul.
我们知道保罗以前叫扫罗。
We know Paul was called Saul before.
他以前是逼迫神的。
He persecuted God.
他在当他到大马色路路上我们的主就对他显现。
On the way to Damascus, our Lord revealed himself to Paul.
然后神就对他说扫罗扫罗你为什么逼迫我
And God says, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
所以扫罗他第一个问题他就说主啊你是谁
So the first question Saul had to the Lord says, Who are you, Lord?
主说我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣
And the Lord says, I am Jesus of Nazarene, whom you are persecuting.
然后保罗就他就说那时候他叫扫罗就说了问了第二个问题
Then Saul asked the second question.
主啊，我当做什么
？What shall I do, Lord?
主说：“起来，进大马色去，在那里，要将所派你做的一切事都告诉你。
”And the Lord says, "Rise up, go into Damascus, where I will show you all that you should do."
所以在这里，我们看见扫罗他问了两个问题。
We see Saul asked two questions.
第一个问题就是：“主啊，你是谁
？”First, who are you, Lord?
在做。我们若还没有接受主耶稣做救主的，这是我们每一个人要问的第一个问题。
Before we are saved by the Lord, this is the first question we will ask.
主啊，你是谁
？Who are you, Lord?
我们知道，我们的主他是何等一位奇妙的救主。
We know our Lord is such a wonderful Savior.
他是创造我们的主，也是救赎我们的主。
He's the Lord that created us, also the one who saves us.
他是爱我们、牧养我们一生的主。
He saves us and loves us and feed us all our days.
这是每一位我们蒙恩得救的人，我们都可以来做见证的。
And this is a testimony that we can all share.
所以我们每一个人，我们都来认识主，你是谁。
May all of us come to know who our Lord is.
当扫罗他认识主以后
，After Saul came to know the Lord,
他马上第二个问题他就说主啊，我当做什么
？And immediately he had a second question, saying, Lord, what shall I do?
所以主给我们的生命就是一得救我们就愿意来服侍的一个生命。
The life that the Lord has given us is that as soon as we're saved, we can come with willing heart to serve Him.
今天在我们当中有年轻人有不少年轻人。
There are many young people among us.
有高中生在我们的当中。
There are high schoolers among us.
那最近主也带很多的年轻的弟兄姐妹从不同的地方来到我们的中间。
Recently, the Lord has also led many new brothers and sisters from different locations to us.
那刚才弟兄也报告说下个礼拜天下午还有一个受浸聚会。
And our brother also made announcement that next Sunday there will be a baptismal meeting.
我们为这一切来感谢主。
We give thanks to the Lord for all these things.
主把年轻人带到我们中间。
Because he's bringing new people among us.
主把得救的人数加给我们。
And he add to us the saved people.
然后他要我们一到主的面前，当我们得救以后，我们来向主问一个问题。
But as soon as we're saved, he wants us to come before him and ask a question.
主啊，我当做什么
？What should I do?
愿这是我们每一个人来可以来向主的一个祷告。
May this be our prayer before the Lord.
那我们知道主一定听我们的祷告。
We know he will answer our prayers.
我们来问主要做什么，主他会来借着圣灵来指教我们。
As we ask him what we should do, he will teach us and instruct us through the Holy Spirit.
在耶利米哀歌里面有一句话，他说：“人在幼年负轭，这原是好的。”
There is a word in Lamentation says, "It is good for a man to bear his yoke in his youth."
对年轻人们，我再说一次：人在 幼年服儿，这原是好的。
So to the young people, I say this again. It is good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth.
在美国的学校有很多很好的地方。
There are many good places to go in the education system in America.
在学校的里面。
There are many good places in school on campus.
但是呢，我觉得有一点不好。
But I think there is one place that's not very good.
就从小学、中学到大学哈，在学校呢有清洁，都有清洁工。
That from middle school to high school to college, there are janitors.
所以呢，小孩子到学校去呢，纸屑随便丢哈，都有人来收拾的。
So when you go to school, you can litter everywhere and it will be cleaned up.
我们以前长大的时候不是这样子的。
But when we were growing up, it wasn't like this.
好，我们每天呢，我们都有值日生的。
And every day there are cleaning crews.
要打扫教室啊，有时候还去扫厕所的。
And sometimes you have to clean up your own classrooms, and you even have to clean up the public bathrooms.
虽然哈，现在小孩从这方面来看是好像比较有福气哈。
Even though on the outside, we can say that the children nowadays are blessed.
因为你们不需要打扫。
Because you don't have to worry about cleaning.
但是呢，你们也失去了。如果我们不打扫的话，我们也就失去了那个打扫带来的福分。
But then you also lost the blessing that came from learning how to clean.
因为圣经上讲说，人在幼年负轭是好的。
Because the Bible tells us it is good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth.
特别是很多亚洲的父母
，especially some Asian parents，
他们就希望说小孩子就读书就好了。
They always have a thought to say, oh, it's good for my children to just study.
家里的事我都是爸爸妈妈在做。
Don't worry about the things and the chores at home.
你只要好好读书就好了。
You just be diligent in studying.
以前我们家孩子小的时候，很小的时候，他去 picnic.
When our kids were young, they went to picnic.
回来以后呢，老师就问我们说：“哎，你们家里是不是有佣人？”
And when we came back, the teacher asked us, "Did you have servants at home?"
我们家当然没有佣人、啊。
Of course, we didn't have any butlers at home.
但我们家的确有一个佣人。
But of course, we do have a servant in a way.
就是我的姊妹啊。
That is my wife.
她把什么事情都替小孩做了。
She will take care of everything for the children.
这不太好、啊、
And it's not very good.
我希望说，在每一个家里面呢，我们都教育我们的孩子呢，我们能够他们从小在家里面能够侍奉。
Our hope is that in every household, we will teach our kids to serve since they're young.
所以我看到有些去有些家里面，他们小孩是有排班洗碗的。
Sometimes I go to a brother and sister's house, we find that their children take rotations in cleaning the dishes.
这非常好、啊、
That is very good.
我们真是愿意，我们从小的时候我们就来学习侍奉。
We need to learn how to serve since we're young.
然后我们的生命可以借着侍奉可以来被改变。
That through service, our life will also be changed.
其实在教会也就是最好学习服事的地方。
And church is the best place to learn how to serve.
因为我们如果说是来教会，我们就发现说真的是感谢主，有这么多弟兄姐妹在一起。
When we come to the church, we truly thank the Lord that there are so many brothers and sisters together.
但是其实有许多许多的地方我们可以摆上的。
And there are many areas where we canplace ourselves to serve.
不管在整洁、在厨房的服侍，或在儿童的服侍上面，我们都可以来摆上。
In cleaning, in serving the kitchen, in serving the children, we can all give ourselves.
有时候我们常常会有一个错觉哈。
We always have a mistaken idea.
就是在教会的服侍呢，还讲到是最好的、最高的服侍。
Yeah, we always thought preaching on the pulpit is the best service.
No, 不是的。
That is not.
因为主说这样的，你要受更重的判断。
The Lord says those who teach will be judged even more severely.
主不要我们做先生。
The Lord does not want us to be teachers.
他要我们做学生。
He wants us to be students.
他不要我们做王，他要我们做仆人。
He does not want us to be king, but to be servants.
最近我读到一个。见证觉得很受感动。
I read a testimony recently and I was very moved.
在中国呢，也就在不久，就在我们这个时候哈，有一个年轻的弟兄呢，他受主的感动，他说他要全时间来服侍主。
In this generation, there was a young man that was moved by the Lord. He wants to serve him full time.
所以他就在一个年长的弟兄下面学习。
So he was learning under an older brother.
那这位年长的传道人非常的忙碌。
And his elder brother was very busy.
他的家里面呢，孩子也很多。
And he had many children at home.
所以他就安排这位年轻人在家里面呢打扫啊，然后煮饭啊，带孩子。
So he arranged this younger brother to stay at his house, take care of the children, clean and cook for the children, for the whole family.
那这个年轻人也很有学习。
And this young man also had a lot of learning.
因为他也不抱怨，他就叫他做什么他就做什么。
He never complained. He did whatever he was asked to.
他就过了好多个月以后。
After many months.
那有一次呢，这个年长的传道人有事要出门去。
One time, this elder brother had a business. He needed to leave the house.
那他就请这年轻的弟兄呢，就是在主日里面能够传信息。
And so he asked this younger brother to share on Sunday.
那这年轻的弟兄非常的高兴。
And this younger brother was very happy.
所以他前一天呢，哇，花好多时间，一直去读圣经，也找了很多的，读了很多参考书。
He spent a lot of time the day before to read the Bible, to read old reference books.
准备的非常的充分。
He prepared very well for the sermon.
就第二天，就把这个信息释放了。
So the next day he released the burden.
但是呢，大部分来参加聚会的人呢，他们的文化程度都不是很高。
However, most people that came to the gathering didn't have high education.
所以那这位弟兄引经据典讲很多，但是呢，他们都听不懂。
So this brother pulled many references and shared a lot. Nobody understood what he said.
然后就有人就在下面打瞌睡。
So many people were falling asleep.
那这位弟兄主日完以后呢，他就非常难过。
So after the Sunday message, he was very discouraged.
他就说：“主啊。”看来啊，你没有把这讲道的恩赐赐给我。
He says, Lord, perhaps you didn't give me the gift of speaking.
那我还是乖乖的来打扫卫生，然后煮饭带孩子吧。
I should just take my place to clean, to take care of the children, to cook.
所以这位弟兄又这样过了好多个月。
So after many months, he continued to serve in these regards.
然后又过了一段时间，这位年长传道人又有事要出去了。
And after after a long time, this elder brother had to leave out of town again.
那这位年轻的弟兄主日又要服侍了。
And it was the opportunity for this young brother to share again on Sunday.
这次他就不读很多的参考书了。
This time he learned not to read many reference books.
他主日的信息的时候，他就跟大家讲说他怎么样子在家里面打扫卫生、烧饭，然后带孩子。
Oh, his message was to tell the congregation how he was cleaning, how he was cooking and taking care of the kids.
他讲到一半的时候，有一位妇人，他就哇一声大哭出来。
Halfway through his message, one lady among the congregation cried out.
他说这位年轻的弟兄这么有学习，但是我呢，常常呢都是很多事情我都照我的意思做。
She said, this young brother has so much learning in these regards, and so often I do things my own way.
主那么爱我，但是呢，我却没有来爱我的家人。
The Lord loved me so much, but didn't use my love to love my family.
然后这位姊妹哭起来了。
And she started crying.
就全会众都哭起来了。
And then the entire congregation started crying.
因为每个人都说，主啊，你这么爱我，那我为什么不能够这样来服侍你？
And everyone said, Lord, you love me so much. How come I couldn't serve you enough?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主给我们的是一个服侍的一个生命。
The Lord gives us a life to serve.
主没有要我们要讲一篇多么美好的道。
He didn't want us to share a beautiful sermon.
愿我们每个人来到主的面前的时候。
May we all come before the Lord.
我们学习从最小的事情上来侍奉。
Let us learn to serve the Lord from the least, smallest thing. 让我们的生命
先被主来改变。
That our life can be changed.
我们也只有在服侍的当中，我们的生命的度量才能够被主来扩大。
And only through service, He can enlarge the measure of our life.
主说：“我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。”
The Lord says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman."
凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去。
Each branch that in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away.
凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
And each branch that does bear fruit, the Father prunes so that it will bear more fruit.
我们感谢主，主给我们的一个生命是一个会结果子的生命。
We thank the Lord that the life He gives us is a life that can bear fruit.
就像服事一样，他给我们生命是借着服事让我们可以来结果子。
It's like service. Through service, we can bear fruit.
不结果子的枝子，他就剪去。
And every branch that does not bear fruit, He takes away.
结果子的主就怎么样呢？
What does He do to the ones that
他就修剪，修剪干净，使枝子结果子更多。
He will prune so that it will bear more fruit.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们的神，他是万有的主。
Our Lord is the God of everything.
他说有就有，命立就立。
He speaks, he brings something out of nothing, and he speaks and he establishes.
他原来不需要我们来服侍他的。
He didn't need us to serve him.
就像保罗，他在使徒行传讲的说，创造宇宙，和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，也不用人手来服侍，好像缺少什么。
In Acts, Paul says the God is the God, creator of everything, and he created man by his hand, and he doesn't need man.To serve him as if he's lacking anything.
他自己倒将生命气息万物来赐给万人。
And he gives breath and life to all things.
他要我们服侍他，是要来成全我们。
He wants us to serve him so that he can perfect us.
是要我们的生命在主的里面可以渐渐的增长。
So that our lives can grow before him.
是要让我们的生命被他来修剪。
So that our life can be pruned by him.
好叫我们的生命可以来结果子更多。
So that our life can bear more fruit.
那下面我们就要问主说，那我们怎么样子能够来侍奉神呢？
Then we'll ask the Lord, how can we serve him?
我们要从几方面来思想。
There are a few aspects that we can meditate upon.
第一点，在诗篇100篇第二节。
First, in Psalm 100.
第二节。
Psalm 100 verse 2.
这边讲到，你们当乐意侍奉耶和华，当来向他歌唱。
Here it says, "Serve the Lord with gladness; come before Him with joyful singing."
所以，要侍奉神的第一点，我们要存着乐意的心来侍奉他。
If you want to serve the Lord, the first you need to have a heart of gladness.
乐意的侍奉跟勉强的侍奉有什么不同呢？
What's the difference between a joyful heart that serves him and this heart that was forced to serve him?
你如果看到一个人是勉强的侍奉，他的脸一定是长的。
If you see someone that's forced to serve him, his face will be long.
如果看到一个人是乐意的侍奉，他的脸是会发光的。
If someone serves the Lord with gladness, his light will shine.
就像摩西面对面遇见神以后，他下山的时候，他脸是会发光的。
Just like Moses, when he spoke to the Lord face to face, when he came down from the mountain, his face shone.
我就记得很多年以前，在我们当中有位弟兄，因为工作的关系呢，他就本来他家在 Houston, 但是呢，他工作需要到 Dallas.
I remember many years ago there was a brother among us. He lives in Houston, but he goes to Dallas for work.
到礼拜五呢，他就中午过一点，他就开车回来。
And every Friday, he will drive back after around 1 o'clock.
他要开大概四五个小时的车。
He will drive 4 or 5 hours.
那他回来以后呢，他要做的第一件他想要做的事情。
And when he comes back, the first thing he wants to do
不是回家哈
is not to go home.
是去聚会。
But to go to the meeting.
那这位弟兄对福音非常的有负担。
And he really had a burden for the gospel.
所以每个礼拜五呢，他就盼望着去聚会。
So every Friday he had a desire to go to church.
那在聚会的里面，跟朋友跟弟兄姐妹有交通。
In the gathering he will share and fellowship with brothers and sisters.
他的脸是发光的。
And his light, there's light on his countenance.
看到他，我们就觉得很喜乐。
Every time we see him, we're very joyful.
每次看到他来。他就看不见说他已经开了四五个钟头的车。
Every time we see him, it doesn't seem like he just drove 4 or 5 hours.
他就这样的喜乐的来服侍。
With such joyful heart, he came to serve the Lord.
甚至到晚上11点多，他也不想回去了。
Even after 11 o'clock, he doesn't want to go home.
感谢主，真是让我们得着他要我们的这个服侍是一个甘心乐意的服侍。
We thank the Lord. He wants to gain a service from us out of gladness of our heart.
另外，在我们当中，我们有一位姊妹前一阵子被主接去。
And also among us, there was a sister that was just taken by the Lord to Himself early.
我们的心里面是何等的舍不得。
And our heart was clinging to her.
因为我们的姊妹一生就是服侍主的一生。
Because our sister spent all her life in serving the Lord.
那我还记得那时候我们刚来 Houston 的时候。
I remember when we first came to Houston.
那时候我们到 Dumbo 去聚会。
We went to Dumbo for church.
我们一下子就认得这位姊妹。
And as soon as we went to Dumbo, we came to know the sister.
你不可能到那个聚会不认识这个姐妹。
There was not a possibility that you go to Dumbo and not know her.
因为她的脸是发光的。
Because there was light on her countenance.
因为她的对服侍这主的心愿，对弟兄姐妹们爱是这样子的强烈，所以你看见她，她的脸是发光的。
Because she has such a fervent love to serve the Lord and for the brothers and sisters, her light shone.
那她常常家境她并不是很宽裕，但是常常。去聚会的时候就煮了很多很多的菜。
And her family, her life was not very rich, but every time she comes to meeting, she will cook a lot.
弟兄姐妹很多都记得说，她就常常带一道菜就是炸鱼。
Many brothers and sisters remember that she would like to bring this fried fish.
这炸鱼很不好做的。
And it's very difficult to cook.
而且她做的分量又很多。
Yet she cooks a lot of it.
但是有人到他们家呢，发现到他们家，她冰箱打开呢，其实没有什么东西。
But sometimes when we go to her house, we open her fridge, we realize there's not much in it.
我们感谢主。
But we really thank the Lord.
我们的姊妹有一个服侍主的心愿。
Our sister has a heart and a desire to serve the Lord.
一个甘心乐意服侍主的是主所喜悦的。
One who serves him with gladness is the one that pleases him.
是主所看重的。
The Lord looks highly upon the servant.
实在是愿意主在我们的当中，更多兴起，甘心乐意。来服侍主的。
May the Lord raise up more servants that will serve Him with gladness.
好，叫我们的聚会真的是能够来彰显主的生命。
So that through our congregation, the life of the Lord can be manifested.
第二点，要怎么样来服侍主呢
？Secondly, how can we serve the Lord?
我们愿意主要我们用爱来服侍。
He wants to serve Him through with love.
在加拉太书五章十三节。
In Galatians chapter 2 verse 13,
这边保罗说，弟兄们，你们蒙召要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍。
Here Paul says, for you were called to freedom, brethren, only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another.
真正的服侍是从爱里面出来的。
A true service comes out of love.
也许我们会问主说，主啊，我在这个聚会里面要做什么
？Perhaps we ask the Lord, Lord, what should I do in this gathering?
其实哈，在问这个之前呢，我们要先求主，把主的爱放在我们里面。
But actually, even before we ask the Lord this question, we should ask the Lord to place the love in us.
因为心里面如果有爱的话呢，我们就知道要做什么。
Because if there is love in our heart, then we know what to do.
如果年轻人你爱一个人的话。
Young people, if you love someone,
你一定想要知道说，那个人的生日是什么时候。
Then you will definitely want to know what's the other person's birthday.
你一定想要知道他喜欢什么东西，喜欢做什么，喜欢吃什么。
You want to know what this person likes to eat, what she likes to do.
你会关心他，对不对
？And you will care for this person.
同样的，如果主把一个爱他的心放在我们里面
，Same way, if He places in us a heart to love Him.
我们若爱主，我们就会爱主所爱的。
If we love him, then we will love what he loves.
那很多的事情其实都是自动自发的。
And so a lot of things will come out spontaneously.
不需要排表的哈。
We do not need to schedule anything.
你就知道要做什么。
And you will know naturally what to do.
但是也感谢主哈，我们为了服侍的这个方便起见，我们还是有排表的。
We also thank the Lord because of for convenience we have schedules.
两方面都很好。
And both are good.
但是呢，只有排表没有爱，那是主那个服侍主不喜悦。
But if we only have a schedule without love, then such a service Lord does not delight.
我们真是求主来把爱他的心放在我们的里面。
We truly ask the Lord to place a love in us.
因为如果没有爱，这个爱服侍的热心过一段时间后就会枯干。
Without love, this fervent heart to serve the Lord will dry up after a while.
碰见难处呢，也许我们就灰心了。
When difficulty comes, we'll be discouraged.
但是感谢主，爱是永不止息的。
We thank the Lord, love never fails.
我们求主更让我们来爱他。
We need to ask the Lord to love him.
也把主的爱放在我们里面，好像我们可以用主的爱，而不是自己的爱来爱弟兄姐妹。
That He will place His love in us, so with His love we can love our brothers and sisters.
那圣经上也讲说，凡事都不可亏欠。
The Lord says, "Do not owe anyone anything."
只有在爱。要长久的亏欠
except love
所以愿主能够把我们更多带进他的爱里面
so may he bring us into more of his love
好叫我们 常常以为亏欠。
That we will always feel that we're in debt to others.
我们可以用爱来服侍彼此的服侍。
That we can, through love, we can serve one another.
第三方面
，Thirdly，
我们要怎么服侍主呢
？How can we serve the Lord？
罗马书十二章十一节讲说，殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。
In Romans 12 verse 11 says, Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor. Not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
所以要服侍主就要殷勤。
Be in diligence.
不可以懒惰。
Do not be lagging behind.
服侍呢就像属灵的运动一样。
This is just like exercise, a spiritual exercise.
我们知道多运动或常运动的人身体就好。
We know those who exercise often and a lot, they will be in good health.
那如果不运动呢，就会长胖。
And if you do not exercise, then you will become fat.
要生病。
And you will be in sickness.
属灵的生命也是这样。
This is also so in the spiritual life.
因为我工作比较忙，所以我就比较少运动。
Because I was very busy at work, so I don't exercise very often.
我的姊妹比较殷勤的运动。
But my wife will exercise very often.
所以常常她去运动的时候问我要不要去。
She always go to the gym and ask me if I want to go with her.
我就说你帮我运动就好了。
So I will tell her, you do it for me.
她又说为什么吃好吃的都是你自己吃，运动要我帮你运动。
So she will ask me, how come when it comes to good food, you eat it yourself? When it comes to exercise, you tell me to exercise for you.
我们在主里面是不是也常常这样呢
？Isn't that so in the Lord very often?
有恩典有好事我们都想得哈。
When there is grace, we always want to gain it for ourselves.
要为主做一点事，我们就很就逃避。
When it comes to doing and serving the Lord, we want to avoid it.
哦，但愿我们不是这样。
Oh, may we not be like this.
但愿我们常常把自己摆上。
We will always place ourselves in His hand.
殷勤不可懒惰。
To be not lacking behind in diligence.
要心里火热，常常服侍主。
Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
真愿意我们的聚会。我们不是有很多人坐在这里，大家都属灵的，都是属灵的大胖子。
May our in our gatherings, may we not have spiritual, obesity among us.
也不是属灵的大头脑。
It and also not big head in the spirit.
愿我们常常来服侍主。
But that we will serve the Lord often.
好叫我们的生命能够被主锻炼，能够有属灵的健康
，so that our life through exercise can have a spiritual health before the Lord.
其实讲到殷勤啊，我们还不见得要讲说要去多做多少的事。
Actually, when we talk about diligence, it's not saying that we need to do a lot of things.
殷勤其实从一个很小的一件很小的事情，我们每个人都可以做的。
Diligence can be practiced in some very small matters.
就是聚会要准时。
For example, we should come to meeting on time.
那刚才我们讲过，我们主日的聚会不是十点半、十点四十开始。
Earlier, we shared that our Sunday gathering does not start at 10:30 or 10:40.
是九点半开始。
It starts at 9:30.
其实呢，最好九点半以前就来。
And if you come before 9:30, that's even better.
有蛮长一段时间以前，有一次，我们主日的聚会，那就是我们的小雷弟兄呢，他。大概九点二十五，他就点的第一首诗歌。
A long time ago, there was one time our brother Shalish picked the first song at 9:25.
哎，那时候我就觉得说，哎，这样不太好吧
？And sometimes I felt, oh, maybe this is not very proper.
因为聚会九点半才开始。
Because we say our meeting will start at 9:30.
那如果九点二十九的人来呢？九点二十九来到的人呢？那本来是准时的，可是因为先点了一首诗歌，他便迟到了。
If someone comes at 9:29, then some people thought they were on time.But the first song already started.
但是好像对这些九点二十九来的人，他们不太好哈，因为我们。
So I felt maybe this is not very fair for those who comes at 9:29.
哎，但是主就光照我。
But the Lord gave light to me.
我们记得主说一个比喻，就是说主来的时候像新郎要来迎娶新妇一样。
The Lord says when he comes, he's like a bride welcoming his a groom welcoming his bride.
有十个童女在等他。
And there were ten.Virgins waiting for him.
都睡着了。
They all fell asleep.
但是有五个是聪明的，五个是愚拙的。
But five were had five wise virgins. Five were foolish.
那聪明的有预备，愚拙的没有预备。
And there were five wise virgin that had prepared for the Lord.
主并没有告诉他们说主九点半才来。
The Lord didn't tell them that he will come at 9:30.
对不对？主来的时候他是不通知我们的。
Right? He will not announce when he will come.
那为什么我们不能多在主面前有预备呢？
And how can we, then how come we cannot prepare more for our, from ourselves before the Lord?
为弟兄九点二十五点是说感谢主。
If the Lord, if our brother pick a song at 9:25, then we praise the Lord.
因为他让我们预备好。
Because, us will be ready.
我们求主能够让我们能够殷勤。
We need to ask the Lord that we can be diligent.
其实不难的。
It's not very difficult.
只要一点预备，你就可以准时来聚会。
As long as you prepare a little bit, you can come on time.
如果今天美国总统请你到白宫去，你会迟到吗？
If the Lord, if the President of America invites you to the White House, would you be late?
我们都不会迟到，对不对？
Nobody will be late for such a meeting.
那全能的神，创造天地的主，请我们来与他一同在暗的里面的一个宴席，我们要迟到。
And here the Almighty God, the Creator of everything, invites us to a feast before Him. Should we be late?
我们愿意主感动我们。
May the Lord move our heart.
我们服侍主不是要讲很多大的道理。
We don't need to share many big theologies.
也不是要做很多的事。
We don't need to do many things.
我们愿意这样子殷勤的来服侍主。
But with diligence, we need to serve the Lord.
就从准时来聚会开始。
From even small matters as coming on time.
那现在很多的聚会哈，我想有一个普遍的聚会有一个大的问题。
And there is a big problem in churches of the Lord in general.
就是有太多呢是来做礼拜的基督徒。
That there is too many people that come only on Sundays.
我们若读圣经，我们就知道圣经里面没有做礼拜的基督徒。
If we read the Bible, we know there is no Christian that's Sunday Christians.
做礼拜基督徒就是只来聚会，聚会完就走的。
And those who only come to the meeting and leaves right after.
我认得一个人哈，他选择聚会的这个条件是讲到不能超过二十分钟。
I knew a brother. He had criteria for choosing assemblies. He says, I do not want to go to anywhere that shares a sermon more than 20 minutes.
这不是主要我们服侍的一个态度。
That's not our attitude that we should have before the Lord.
神要我们的是他得到一个祭司的国度。
He wants to gain a kingdom of priests.
所有神的仆人都要侍奉他。
Every child of God will serve him.
没有只来做礼拜的基督徒。
Not just Sunday Christians.
我们要把自己摆上。
We need to give ourselves to him.
我们要殷勤来侍奉他。
To serve him with diligence.
第四方面。
Fourthly.
要怎么样来侍奉呢？
How can we serve him?
要在谦卑的里面来侍奉。
We need to serve him in humility.
在主最后的晚餐的时候，那时候门徒之间还在吵说是谁比较大。
During the last supper, the disciples, the apostles were fighting who was the greatest among them.
主耶稣就对他们说：“你们知道外邦人有君王为主治理他们，有大臣超权管束他们。”只是在你们中间不可以这样。
But Jesus called them to himself and said, You know that the rulers of the Gentile lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them, but it is not this way among you.
你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的佣人，谁愿为首，就必做你们的仆人。
But whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave.
正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命，做多人的赎价。
Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many.
来服侍就是要做仆人。
To serve is to be a servant.
要做仆人就需要谦卑。
And to be a servant, then we need to be humble.
这跟世界上的观念是相反的。
This is the opposite from the attitude of the world.
世界上的观念都是小的服侍大的。
The attitude of the world is that the least will serve the greater.
是在主的家里面是大的服侍小的。
But in the family of the Lord, in the household of the Lord, the great will serve the least.
主说多给谁的，就向他多要。
The Lord says, the more is given to you, the more will be required from you.
如果在主的面前我们蒙恩多的，我们就要多摆上。
If we receive more grace from the Lord, then we need to give him more.
我们真是求主把这样一个服侍的生命来赐给我们。
We truly need to ask the Lord to give us this life of service.
我们的主他就是这样一位奴仆的君王。
Our Lord is the servant king.
他是君王，但是他甘愿成为奴仆。
He is a king, yet he's willing to be a servant.
他不仅来服侍我们，并且为我们舍命，做我们的赎价。
Not only he serves us, but he also gives us his life as a ransom.
那保罗他这样说，他服侍主，凡事谦卑，眼中流泪。
And Paul also says he served the Lord in all humility with tears.
愿主耶稣他成为我们服侍的榜样。
May the Lord be the example of our service.
哦，主，多少的时候，我们常常，在聚会的里面，常常不容易降卑。
How often in we cannot humble ourselves in the meetings?
常常觉得说，我们好像比别人好一点。
Very often we feel that we're better than others.
但是感谢主，主他要我们看别人比自己强。
But we thank the Lord, he tells us to esteem others higher than ourselves.
让我们把自己的肩膀摆上。
That we need to offer our own place.
叫我们凡事谦卑，能够眼中流泪。
That we need to serve in all humility with tears in our eyes.
我们的服侍常常不见得，我们的服侍都是一下子就很会服侍的。
And it's not that we know how to serve right away.
常常借着服侍的时候，主来矫正我们。
Very often through service, he can correct us.
所以我们就可以下一次就可以有更好一点的服侍。
So the next time we can serve him better.
世界上的观念就是多做多错，少做少错，就不做不错。
The attitude of the world is that if you do more, then you will have more mistake. If you do less, you will have less mistake. If you don't do anything at all, you won't make any mistake.
但是主说，在你们中间不可以这样。
But the Lord says, this is not the way among you.
哦，我们在主的家里面，我们就愿意多来服侍。
In the household of God, we should desire to serve more.
然后我们这样就可以被主来矫正。
So that we can be corrected by the Lord.
在圣经上面有一个很好的例子。
There is a great example in the Bible.
就是马可这位弟兄呢，他是巴拿巴的表弟。
This brother Mark, he was the cousin of Barnabas.
是一个年轻人，他对主也很有心愿。
And he was a young man, he had a desire for the Lord.
所以巴拿巴和保罗当他们出去旅行布道的时候呢， so, 他们就带着马可。
So when Barnabas and Paul went out to preach the gospel, they will take Mark with them.
但是当他们到庞菲利亚的别家的时候呢，
when they came to Perga of Pamphylia,
可能马可觉得去传道这个道路呢太艰难了。
Perhaps Mark thought this way of preaching the gospel was too difficult.
所以他自己就跑掉了。
So he ran away.
所以第二次呢，当巴拿巴跟保罗他们要去再去看望弟兄的时候。
So the second time when Paul and Barnabas wants to visit brothers and sisters.
那巴拿巴就想再带马可去。
And Barnabas wants to take Mark with them.
保罗就说不可以。
And Paul says, no, you cannot.
这个人吃不了苦，不能传道。
This guy cannot take any tribulations. He cannot share the gospel.
他们就起了争论，甚至彼此分开。
So they had arguments among each other and they even separated.
所以巴拿巴就带着马可，保罗就带着希拉。
So Barnabas took Mark and Paul took Silas.
那是不是就这样，圣经就这样结束了呢？
Is that how the Bible ended the story?
哦，不的。
That is not the case.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
保罗他在提摩太后书里面他讲说。
In 2 Timothy, Paul told Timothy.
他说你来的时候把马可带来，因为他在传道或者是服侍我的事上与我有益处。
Pick up Mark and take him with you because he's useful to me for service.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在马可身上做工。
The Lord was working in Mark.
所以马可虽然有失败，但他又被主得着。
Even though he had failures, but he was gained by the Lord again.
甚至主也在保罗身上做工。
He even worked in Paul.
保罗觉得马可这个原来这个人是没有希望的。
Before Paul thought Mark was hopeless.
但是这时候他就说你要把马可带来。
Yet now he says, bring Mark with you.
因为他在传道在服侍我的事上与我有益。
Because he's useful to me for service.
那马可因为这样子被成全
，and because Mark was perfected in this way，
所以我们今天有马可福音可以读。
So now we can read the Gospel of Mark。
要不然，就不美，也不够完美。
Otherwise, it will be an incomplete picture, and it's not beautiful。
感谢主，他 让我们可以从失败的里面来学习。
We thank the Lord, He calls us to learn from our failures.
我们如果看圣经，我们就发现，其实每一位跟随主的人都经过失败。
If we read the Bible, we see every servant of the Lord go through failures.
但是从失败的里面呢，主就来制作我们。
But through failures, He will make us and change us.
约翰，本来主耶稣给他起名叫做
Jesus actually gave a name to John called Boanerges, which means the son of thunders.
但是我们若读约翰一二三书，我们就看不到一点雷子的那个味道。
But if you read the first, second, and third epistles of John, then you cannot see any traces of the son of thunder.
我们若看彼得，他在福音书的里面，他是什么事情都要领先的。
If you read it through the Gospels, Peter wanted to be first in everything.
但是我们如果读彼得前后书，我们看到彼得何等的被主来改变。
But if you read first and second Peter, you see how the Lord has changed Peter.
他要用谦卑彼此束腰。
That he was girded by humility.
然后存着忍耐来服侍主。
With perseverance, he served the Lord.
感谢主。让我们可以经过在这样，我们若谦卑在主的面前，虽然有失败，但是主他就要来制作我们。
We thank the Lord if we're humble before Him, even though there are failures, He can still make us and change us.
主说：“若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍的人也要在那里。”
The Lord says, "If anyone wants to serve me, then follow me. Wherever I am, my servant shall be."
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And if any man will follow me, he should deny himself, take up his cross and follow me.
要服侍，其实，就是一条来学习十字架的道路。
And this service is the way to learn the way of the cross.
就是要舍己的一条道路。
It's the way to deny yourself.
就是要愿意被破碎的一条道路。
A way that you should be willing to be broken.
有人说离开教会就没有十字架。
Some people say if you leave the church, then there is no cross.
哦，这是何等真实的一句话。
Such a true statement.
在今天有许多人他们是自由传道。
So often so many people want to share the gospel freely.
在教会，因为在教会服侍很麻烦的。
Because if you serve in the church, there's a lot of hassle.
因为要跟很多人来配搭。要有很多的学习是很麻烦的。
Because you need to learn to serve with a lot of people and it's very hectic.
常常需要被主来破碎，被主对付，很麻烦的。
So often you need to be broken to be dealt with by the Lord. It's very troublesome.
只有这样子，我们可以来生命被主来改变。
But only in such a way your life can be changed.
以前我在一个地方聚会。
Before I was meeting with saints at another location.
聚会常常都要每次都要排椅子的。
And we always have to arrange chairs.
那有位弟兄哈，就是不管是谁排的椅子，他都要再去排一下。
There was one brother that he would go back and rearrange the chairs for everyone.
那我刚开始也是很不高兴。
In the beginning, I was very unhappy.
不是排得很好吗？为什么还再排一下？
He said, "What's wrong with the way I arranged it? Why do you have to rearrange it?"
但是后来主给我看见啊。其实他排得比我好。
And the Lord gave me light to see that actually he did a better job than I did.
连从排椅的事情上，我们都可以来学功课。
Even from arranging the chairs, we can learn a lesson.
但是你如果不去排，你就学不到。
But if you don't go and arrange the chairs, then you can't learn this lesson.
保罗说他服侍主，凡事谦卑，眼中流泪。
Paul says, "I've been serving the Lord with all humility, with tears."
也许我们还没有像到保罗那样的度量。
Perhaps we don't have the measure as Paul.
但是如果我们愿意天天背起自己的十字架来跟从主。
But if we're willing to take up our cross and deny ourselves and follow him.
主就会在我们的度量上来扩大我们的度量。
Then he can enlarge our measure.
他就会来制作我们，叫我们可以被更像他。
And he can make us so that we can be more like him.
下一方面，我们要服侍呢，圣经上告诉我们说，个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
And next, the Bible tells us each one has received a special gift. Now then, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
在神的家里面，神亲自配搭这个身体。
And the Lord, He Himself tempers the body together.
他把加倍的体面 给那有欠缺的肢体。
He gives more honor to the member that lacked.
要我们不要在身上分门别类，总要肢体彼此相顾。
So that there will be no division in the body, and there will be everyone will be given equal care one to another.
要服侍主，就是要进入身体的服侍。
And to serve the Lord, we need to enter into the service of the body.
不是说个人单独来服侍。
Not to serve the Lord individually.
也不是自己照自己的意思来服侍。
Do not serve the Lord according to your own will.
在我们天然的观念里面，我们觉得服侍就做事嘛，对不对
？In our natural mind, we thought serving the Lord is just doing a lot of things.
那如果做很多事，没有功劳也有苦劳。
If we don't have any results in doing, at least we have the reward of our effort.
但是在主的家不是这样。
But in the house of the Lord, this is not the case.
如果是这样，那不是照神的服侍呢？那魏弟兄就说这是违章建筑。
If you do not serve according to God's will, then that's against God's way.
这是违章建筑哈，就像你盖一个房子一样，是违章建筑。
Then it's a building without permit.
Not to the code.
It's against the code.
Yeah. 所以到最后都要拆掉。
Against the building code, and it will be torn down by the Lord.
反而更麻烦。
And it will be even more troublesome.
有时候我们常常觉得在教会里面。麻烦的人呢，还不是说大家弟兄姐妹没有心愿。
And it's at church the troublemakers are not the ones that do not have a desire for the Lord.
麻烦的是在教会里面有很多人很热心，但是却照着自己的意思来服事。
And actually, trouble comes from so many people that has a fervent desire for the Lord and wants to do everything according to their own will.
主不要我们这样。
The Lord does not want us to serve Him like this.
主要我们在身体的里面来配搭服事。
The Lord wants us to learn to be serving in the body, one to another.
我有位同事，他最喜欢的一首歌哈，就是英文歌。
I had a coworker that his favorite song was this song,
叫做 My Way,
called My Way.
这首是也蛮出名的一首歌。
And it's a pretty popular song.
那里面就讲到有一个人，他做什么事情要照自己的方法。
And in the song, it describes the person that will do everything his own way.
他虽然有成功有失败，但他很自豪的就是我做每一件事情都是照我的办法做。
Even though he had success and he also had failures.But he is proud that everything he did according to his own way.
So he 非常的满意自己的做法。
And he's very happy about the way he does everything.
但是这不是在教会服事的办法。
But that is not the way you serve at church.
主说在你们中间不可以这样。
The Lord says, this is not so among you.
在教会里面没有你的办法，没有我的办法，只有主的办法。
In the church of the Lord, there is no your way or my way. There is only the way of the Lord.
圣经说铁和铁磨就磨出刃来。
The Bible tells us the iron will sharpen one another.
只有在配搭服事当中我们才可以被成全。
Only through serving with one another, then we can be perfected.
那这样主可以得荣耀。
The Lord can gain glory.
如果我们要去做什么，如果主感动我们，把一个负担放在我们里面。
And the Lord places a burden in us.
我们要先去祷告。
Then we need to go pray.
我们要找弟兄姐妹一起祷告，我们然后我们不要一个人去做，我们找弟兄姐妹一起做。
We can find brothers and sisters to pray with us.
就如同摩西，当以色列人在跟亚玛力人征战的时候，摩西在祷告。
Just as when the Israelites were fighting against the Amalites,
他需要亚伦和户珥来扶他的手。
Moses went up to pray, and he needed Aaron and Hur to hold up his hands.
在属灵的征战。我们不能一个人去征战。
And in the spiritual battle, we cannot do it by ourselves.
我们需要在身体的里面，我们把自己摆上。
We need to place ourselves in the body.
与弟兄姐妹一起学习配搭服事。
To learn with brothers and sisters, to learn how to serve with one another.
最后一点，要服事主，主所要的是要忠心。
Lastly, to serve the Lord, we need to serve with faithfulness.
主说所求于管家的是要有忠心。
He says, all he requires of his servant is faithfulness.
主说人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心，在最小的事上不义，在大事上也不义。
The Lord says, He who is faithful in the least things is faithful also in much. He who is unrighteous in the very little things is also unrighteous in much.
所求于管家的就是要有忠心。
And what he requires of his servant is faithfulness.
前一阵子我出差到印第安纳去顺便看望以前在我们这边得救的 一对弟兄姐妹。
Earlier, I took a business trip to Indiana and also visited a brother and sister that were saved here.
与他们有美好的交通，也感谢主，他们在那边聚会，有很好的服事。
I had great fellowship with them. We also thank the Lord that they were serving the Lord in the fellowship there.
有他就走之前，他就送我一本书。
Before I left, they gave me a book.
是一位弟兄的传记。
It was a biography of a brother.
这位弟兄叫是袁向成弟兄。
His brother called Alan Yuan.
在他的传记里面是人家替他写的。
And this is a biography written by another brother.
说他是就描述他就是他是一位平凡无名的传道人。
And it describes him as a common nameless preacher.
我们的弟兄是中国家庭教会的领袖，也是初期家庭教会的创始人之一。
This brother Yuan was one of the founder of the house churches in China.
他生在1914年。
He was born in 1914.
他18岁蒙恩得救以后呢，他就热心的传福音服事主。
When he was saved, when he was 18, he started to share the gospel with fervent.
他有一个特点，就是他出去的时候呢，他就只带着一只鼓哈。然后一本圣经。
And he when he goes out to share the gospel, he will bring with him a drum and the Bible.
他不管是在城市或乡下，他也不管是在路旁或在公园，他走到哪里看见人多，他就开始打鼓。
Wherever he goes, either in the city or in the countryside or in the park or just along the street, wherever there is a crowd of people, he will start playing the drum.
那他大家听了鼓声觉得很好奇，就围过来。
So people will be curious and drawn to him by the drum.
那他就开始传福音。
And he will start to share the gospel.
他就这样很简单的在服事主。
And in very simple ways, he serves the Lord.
他虽然受过很好的西式的教育，他的英文也很好。
He was educated by the foreigners, and he had very good English skill.
在当时要找一份好的工作是非常容易的。
And it's very easy for him to take a good position in career.
可是他却选择服事主的道路。
He chose to serve the Lord.
然后他在服事里面呢，他也不加入任何的宗派。
In service, he didn't want to join any denominations.
他也不接受任何的薪水。
He didn't take any salary.
只是简单的爱主来服事主，造就弟兄姐妹。
In very simple ways, he loves the Lord, wants to serve the Lord.
那从1950年以后呢，那中国的共产的政权呢，就开始迫害基督徒。
After 1950,the Communist Party in China started to persecute Christians.
用这叫三自教会这个名义呢，来控制教会。
They want to use this three-self church system to control this church.
我们的弟兄坚决不肯加入。
And this brother did not agree to join the three-self.
所以他就在1958年被捕。
So he was imprisoned in 1958.
本来一个爱神爱人。而且对神对人都存无愧良心的一个人，却被因为反革命的罪判了无期徒刑。
This person who held perfect conscience, clear conscience before God and man, who loved and served everyone, and he was labeled as anti-revolutionary and was imprisoned for life.
他判了无期徒刑，然后他真正他在监狱里面。待了21年又8个月。
He was sentenced for life. He stayed in prison for 21 years.
大多数呢是在什么地方呢？就是在穷乡僻壤的东北。
And very often most of the time he spent most of the 21 years in prison in northeastern China.
那里吃不饱穿不暖，还有很多繁重的活要做，很多人去了就没有回来。
And there was not much food to eat. They can never get enough clothes to wear. Many people went and never came back.
但是感谢主，是主的保守让他能够回来。
We thank the Lord, it is God's keeping and saving that he can come back.
他被捕的时候44岁。
And he was 44 years old when he was imprisoned.
他还有母亲，还有六个孩子。
He had his sons, his wife and six children.
他回来的时候65岁。
When he came back, he was 65 years old.
可以说他人生最精华的时候都在监狱里面过。
And you can say that the best time of his life was spent in prison.
他在1979年假释出来的时候后来他还有十年的时间是等于是在家里面被关在家里面。
In 1979, he was released on probation and for 10 years he was imprisoned in his own house.
在这十年的当中政府还是想尽办法要他要加入三自。
And during this 10 years, the government also forced him to join the three self movement.
但是我们感谢主，我们的弟兄他不接受不受任何的威胁利诱，他仍然在这十年的当中，虽然有人24小时在监控他，但是他还是照样的来传福音，来有聚会。
We thank the Lord that this brother was strengthened and he was not, he did not give way to any threat. And even though he was under 24-hour monitored by the government, and he continued to serve the Lord.
感谢主，神还给他26年的时间。
And the Lord gave him 26 more years after prison.
他在2005年以91岁的高龄被主接去。
And he was taken away by the Lord in 2005 when he was 91 years old.
在这个他出监狱以后呢，他家里是一直有聚会，也常常有人去看望他。
And after he was released from prison, he continued to have a gathering in his home.
在他小小的房子里面，常常聚集了几十个人。
In his tiny house, many people gathered together.
他们那边的聚会是早上八点开始。
And they began to gather at 8 o'clock in the morning.
但是六点半就坐满了人。
And even at 6:30 in the morning, his house would be full with people.
有多少的人可以从我们的弟兄受帮助
so many people has received help from this brother
甚至在2001年那我们弟兄已经非常年纪很大的时候他在河里面站了三个小时为300个人受浸
even in 2001 he was over 80 years old he stood in the river and baptized over 300 people
在2005年他被主接去以后有许多的弟兄姐妹要去参加他的安息聚会。
In 2005, when he was taken by the Lord, many brothers and sisters wants to go and join or participate in his memorial ceremony.
政府想尽办法去阻挠，然后去恐吓，但是仍然是有2000多个人去参加。
And even though the government tried to stop and prevent people from going, over 2,000 people still went to his memorial service.
我们的弟兄也许没有很大的恩赐
Perhaps this brother did not have great gifts
在地上也没有很显赫的成就
He didn't have a great result or success on the earth
但是为什么政府这么怕他呢
Why was the government afraid of him?
为什么弟兄姐妹这么爱他呢
Why did the brothers and sisters love him so much?
很简单我们的弟兄是一位忠心服侍主
And it's very simple because this brother served the Lord with faithfulness
他是一位为主站住的人
He stood up for the Lord
今天主给我们这样一个好的环境
The Lord gives us such a great environment here today
也没有很多的迫害
There is not many persecutions
让我们是不是在主的面前能够忠心呢
But can we be faithful before the Lord
主也许没有给我们91年的时间
Perhaps the Lord will not give us 91 years old 91 years of age
主您我们能不能够用我们的每天的时间来服侍主来彰显主呢
Can we still use every day that we have to serve the Lord to manifest his life
我们要服侍主主给我们所给我们的就只有今天
If we want to serve the Lord the time is now
昨天已经过去了
Yesterday has already passed
明天还没有来我们也不知道我们是不是会活到明天
Tomorrow has not yet come we do not even know if we will live till tomorrow
主给我们的是有限的时间有限的精力
The Lord gives us very limited time very limited energy
愿我们能够把从主所领受的我们有一个服侍主的生命我们来跟随他
May we have a life of servitude so that we can give to him and serve offer to him all that he has given us
用我们有限的时间来服侍主让主改变我们
With the limited time that we have, may we serve the Lord that He can change us.
把属地的生命可以变成属天的
So that our earthly life can be transformed to a heavenly life.
把这个原来羞辱的一个生命让主制作可以变成荣耀的
A life that was full of shame that can be made by the Lord to a life of glory.
把这个瓦器的生命可以被破碎可以让里面的宝贝可以被彰显
This earthen vessel can be broken.So that the treasure within can be manifested.
可以与主一同负轭，与主的患难、国度、忍耐一同有份。
So that we can take up the burden of the Lord and be yoked with the Lord, so that we can partake in the tribulation and the perseverance in the kingdom of the Lord.
如果我们没有把握这个时间，时间过去，机会就过去。
If we cannot take this time, then the time and the opportunity will pass.
实在愿主常常来激励我们。
May the Lord encourage us.
如果圣灵感动我们，我们就来跟随他。
If the Holy Spirit moves us, let's follow him.
我们有许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们。
That we are surrounded by a cloud of testimonies.
我们就要存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前面的。
And with perseverance, we need to press on the path that's laid in front of us.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
主说他在哪里，服侍的他的人也在那。
He says, wherever he is, his servants will also be.
愿我们都来答应主的呼召。
May all of us answer the calling of the Lord.
我们过去也许有许多的失败。
Perhaps we had many failures in the past.
但今天主还给我们时间。
But today he still gave us time.
在过去我们许多的亏欠。
Perhaps we had many shortcomings.
但今天主还给我们恩典。
Yet he still gives us grace.
神愿意我们彼此的勉励，我们把自己摆在神的家中，我们来服侍主，我们来服侍弟兄姐妹。
And we encourage one another so that we can be placed in the house and the body of the Lord, that we can serve him and serve the brothers and sisters.
好让主可以得着荣耀。
That our Lord can be glorified.
好让我们可以对得起那个召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明中的主。
That we can be called worthy before the Lord who brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light.
就叫他们来。